In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During the week, the Old Testament reading at morning prayer is the story of Joseph. On Thursday, we had got to the bit where his brothers have come to Egypt to buy grain, not knowing, of course, that the one they are dealing with is their long-lost brother Joseph. He sends them back to get his youngest brother Benjamin and orders them to leave one of their number behind as a hostage. Which brought me to the two Swiss men held hostage in Libya, one now released. And I wondered how often we had remembered them in our prayers on Sundays. In our reading from the Old Testament this morning, we hear of God's promise to Abraham. He would not be alone, but he would have many descendants, as many as the stars of heaven. He would not, in other words, be abandoned among strangers, but would have his own kith and kin, his own family, to remember him and to give a larger context to his life. A hostage, on the other hand, does not have this context, this setting, because he is held somewhere he does not want to be. That is why public intercessory prayer is so important. We do not come to church just for our own sake, to get our own weekly supply of uplifting thoughts, or some guidance for the week ahead. We are also bringing the world into God's presence. We do not leave the world at the door when we come into church. Because what is going on in the world is part of the context in which our lives are set. Things happening to people in Libya or Haiti or Chile may seem to us as remote as the most distant stars in the heavens. But God's words to Abraham tell us that we are connected to each other. If Abraham's descendants were to be as numerous as the stars in the heavens, then we must all, in some way, be his descendants, and therefore of concern to each other. That is the rationale for our public prayers of intercession, and why it is right to name names out loud, even of people we know very little about. Somebody knows them, and God knows them. In the silence of his captivity, Terry Waite, a prominent hostage from some years ago, found great strength from the sure and certain knowledge that people were offering prayers for him in churches Sunday by Sunday. People he did not know and he would never meet. People who had never met him and never would. Silence is a subject that features in the next session of our Lent course. We think of Jesus praying in the silence of the desert. We think of Trappist monks and others searching for silence as a way of getting close to God. But silence can also be isolating. like the hostage in captivity. He is surrounded by people, but he does not know what is going on. He is cut off from the outside world. And this, of course, is how many deaf or housebound people experience silence. It is a condition of being cut off. The composer Ludwig van Beethoven was profoundly deaf, but he could express himself through his music. It gave him a context, a means of contact. And he saw this, he wrote in his diaries, he saw this as being inspired by God, able to raise him from the dark depths of isolation. Abraham, facing the prospect of having no descendants, is a picture of isolation. Similarly, today's reading from Luke chapter 13 pictures Jesus facing rejection in Jerusalem. The people will not listen. He too will be isolated. Isolated on the cross, even apparently forsaken by God. And isolation is also a picture of the human condition. Sin isolates us from God and all too often from one another. Without a context, without a setting, our lives are without meaning, and we become hostages, as St. Paul puts it in the third chapter of the letter to the Philippians, where he writes, we become hostages to earthly things, things that in the end fall away into nothingness. But, he writes, he will transform the body of our humiliation, says Paul in Philippians 3:21. God is the one who calls forth something out of nothing, life out of death. In broken bread, we receive the one who is raised. Humiliation has been transformed into the body of his glory. Again, as Paul says in that letter to the Philippians, isolation of man from God is broken down. In public prayer, isolation of people from one another is overcome. In Christ, we are no longer hostages, held in isolation somewhere where we do not want to be, among strangers. But in Christ, we are all one in him, all of a family, as many as the stars of heaven. Amen.